Okay, so this is the 7th of January, 99. 10:52, I'm a little fast. By 5 minutes p.m. Type 7, physical state, a bit tired. Emotional state, fine. AP. Cheerios. Don't ask me why. Okay. Okay, Matthew, if it's all right on your side, I'm ready to start.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Page 2. All right, ready? Here we go. 1-803-3637. That's interesting. A. Horizontal, flat, across, angle, vertical, upward, angle, sloping, downward. It's got two angles in it, all straight lines. Hard. Hard. Man-made. B. Structure, deduction, Sphinx. Deduction, Egypt. Okay. C. Okay. Tan, deducting stone. It's too early for me to say stone, so I'm just deducting it now. Curved. Curved. I have to deduct a sculpture. Curved, it's heavy, solid, angular, old, ancient. Worn, actually, it does feel stone. Stone. Acting worship. Okay, so it feels fancy. Some type of a stone thing. You're dealing with a structure of some type, so I'm going to deduct, oh, Stonehenge, I guess. You're doing some type of a structure. D, sketch. I'm going to deduct the Sphinx again. Okay, so for a sketch, it's like a... Gosh, I can't get the Sphinx out of my mind. It looks like the Sphinx, so... Well, I'm just gonna draw it and then let it go away by itself. Feels like a curved stone structure. Okay, well look, the sketch looks a lot Sphinx-like. I mean, it's got like a head. It looks like the front, it looks like you're standing in front of the Sphinx with the paws and stuff like that, so. I guess I don't need to describe it anymore. So anyway, but the ideogram is a structure. You heard all the words to describe it?
All right.
Okay, so let me go on to the page 3 and take the ideogram, take the coordinates again. 1803 3637. That's interesting. Curving upward, peaking, sloping downward. I can probably, it looks like a mountain ideogram. It is hard. Here's man-made. B, no B. C. Here's man-made. Heavy. Okay. Nearly solid. I guess I'm going to have to deduct a pyramid. It's heavy. It feels stone. Tan. B is structure. C, angular. dense, old, weathered. Ancient. Production steps. Dry. Sandy. D sketch. The sketch looks sort of like I'm almost embarrassed to say it because it's a lot. It's all. It looks a little bit. It looks like a pyramid, but it's got steps on the sides of it. Looks like a. I'm gonna deduct a. Deduct Maya pyramid. So this is page. Four. Here's the coordinates again. 1803-3637. A curving upward, curving over, curving downward. The subject ideogram, soft, natural, the subject, C, male, male, male. I guess I'm going to deduct a pharaoh. I don't know how to spell it, but I got it on my mind anyway. What we do have is a subject male, clothes. It feels modern. Feels sort of like a normal person. Doesn't feel sort of normal, sort of ordinary. Nondescript. I guess I'll deduct a tourist. But it feels even plainer than that. Nondescript male. D. No D. It's just a subject. Feels like sort of a modern, normal, ordinary, nondescript person. Okay, 5 1 8 0 3 3 6 3 7. The subject ideogram came back. Curving upward, curving over, curving downward. Soft, natural, be subject, see, male, young, healthy, dark hair, deducting foreign, deducting mustache, deducting Middle Eastern, I guess I'm going to deduct a terrorist too. Okay. Thin, the person is thin. There does seem to be some facial hair. Deducting Ataturk. Ataturk. That was a deduction. Foreign down as a deduction. I'm going to put it down as a data now. I'd be wrong, but it just feels foreign, so I'm just putting it down. Okay, D. Sort of, hair that's sort of longish, dark brown hair, sort of longish. It doesn't go down to the shoulders, but it's not short clipped either. I mean, it's doesn't go below the chin, it doesn't seem, but there's a hair on the head. Basically, it's just a youthful male subject, it feels like. Not very long hair, but it's not like a crew cut either. There's hair on the head. Dark brown, it seems. Okay, page 6. 1 8 0 3 3 6 3 7. Sloping upward. It looks like a subject ideogram came back. Curving over. Curving downward. Eight times the subject ideograms come back. natural B subject. C, usually for me, means that it's something more than I'm supposed to see in it. Maybe I got the gender wrong or something. Okay, long hair. I'm not going to say male or female right now. Feels young. Deducting Jesus. Okay, so we have a male, longish hair, or I didn't say male, did it? Feels sort of male. Let me see here. Gosh, it looks Middle Eastern, ancient. It looks very deducted. Jesus on it. Looks, deducting again, Middle Eastern. The clothes. The Dark Prince of Egypt movie again. I don't know why the subject's coming back. Oh, the person has skin. Seems light skin. But it doesn't feel light, it's like... I'm sorry, I can hear that phone rumbling around a lot, whatever is going on over there. Is it okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Light skin. But it's also like, it's not white skin, it's like olive skin. Or slightly tan skin. Young, light skin, long hair, olive skin, slightly tan skin. Does feel male, but soft personality. There's a gentleness to this thing. A gentleness. Deduct effeminate. But that's not it. It's just, I'm deducting that. It's getting rid of it, but it's just feeling gentle. All right. Something came back three times. Okay, D, no D, no sketch, it's a subject. I think I've said enough about the subject. Page 7, phase 2, sounds. Voices, textures. Rough, gritty. Sandy, temperatures, warm, visuals, colors, tan, blue, white, luminescence, bright, contrast, high, tastes, nothing, smells. Manure. Deducting camel dung. Smells like manure. Magnitudes. Okay, magnitudes. Sloping. Tall. Curved. Wide. Angular. Heavy. Dense. Solid. The energetics. No energetics. I can feel VF. Interested. Page 8, phase 3. Okay, I've got like a... Okay, I'm picking up predominantly structures. They seem pyramid shaped. I got two down so far. Okay, what's there? Hold on, just let me see what's there. It's I'm dealing with structures. They're solid and heavy. They're old and ancient, and they do see sloping. Okay, Matthew, basically what I'm having some... I've got two, what it looks like, two pyramid structures with a horizontal line behind them, which is probably a land. But fundamentally, it feels like a couple structures on dry land. That's what it, dry, dusty land. Let me deduct all that. A couple structures on dry, dusty land. Okay, this is phase 4 sketch. And this is 9, page 9, phase 4, senses, magnitudes, viewer feelings, emotionals, physical subspace concepts, guided deductions, and deductions. Okay, here we go, into the matrix. 10, dusty, gritty, concepts of heavy, land and the physicals. Dirty is the concept. Senses open, wide, these are all concepts coming down. I'm still poking the senses column. Gosh, I don't know what to do with this thing here. getting a deduction of a, I'm just going to put it down as an A sketch, just to get it out of my mind of anything. I just get a, this concept of a pyramid. So I put it down as a sketch in the A column. I guess there's an A in the physicals column. I sketched it on the sketch page. Magnitudes, sloping. Concepts of old, concepts of ancient, emotionals. I don't get any emotionals. Physical structure, concepts of solid, dense, heavy, concepts of triangular. Rough, I'm going to put that in the senses column. Stone in the physicals column, going on to subspace, nothing. Concepts, guided deduction, nothing. Going on to the page. 10. Phase 4. Senses, magnitudes, viewer feelings, emotionals, physical, subspace, concepts, guided deduction, deduction. Let me go through the matrix one more time. Raw. Tan, sandy, gritty, dusty. Magnitudes, tall, large. I'm going to put this down heavy in the concepts column. Emotionals, nothing. Physical structure. Deduction of carving. Subspace. Concepts. Concept of construction. Concept of man-made. I guess I'll deduct stone mountain. Deduct, I'm also going to deduct, oh, up in the Dakotas, they've got these presidents carved into a stone, into a mountainside. What's that called? Do you remember? Mount Rushmore?
Is that the Indian one or the...
Is that Mount Rushmore?
With the presidents? Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Deducting Mount Rushmore. Concepts, guided deduction, nothing. Okay, I'm gonna, is it okay, I'll just move to the center of the target now, is that all right?
That's okay.
Pardon me?
Yes.
That's okay. Move to the center of the target and describe. Physical concept of sculpture. Stone in the physicals. Man-made. I need a, another piece of paper. 11. Phase 4. Senses, magnitudes, viewer feelings, emotionals, physicals, subspace. Concepts, guided deduction, deduction. To the center of the target. It feels like P4 1/2. This feels like a designed area containing a few structures. P4 1/2. The structures have considerable aesthetic appeal and were clearly designed to impress others. There are just a few structures. I guess I'm going to deduct Giza, Egypt, where the pyramid and the Sphinx are. Oops, sorry about that. It's a deduction. Anyway, so, but basically I have some structures in an open area. Let me put open area. Open area. In an open area. And like somebody went to a lot of trouble to make these impressive. Let me put them impressive. Like there's, it's not my feeling of being impressive. It's there. The structures were designed to be impressive. You're supposed to stand there and say, "Oh my gosh." They exude the power of the creators. P4 1/2. The structures exude the sense of the power of the creators or designers or builders or something, whatever they represent. Okay, Matthew, if I was on my own at this point, I guess I'd get away from the center. I'd pop up 1,000 feet to sort of scan around. What do you want me to do?
You can end the session.
End the session?
Yeah.
Okay, end.